Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, from what to put on your walls, hanging things the right way, the pictures, the photo frames, the mirrors, to prepping the walls for any additional materials, gallery walls, we are talking all things home decor and what is on trend. Today I'm joined by hardware expert Alan Grant and also as well Sarah Louise from Sarah Louise Interiors, who's with us today too. Good afternoon to you both.
Good
How are you? Sarah, are gallery walls at home, first of all, are they on trend? Are they a thing at the moment?
People love gallery walls, and I really love gallery walls. I think there's something so beautiful. They make such a unique home for people. So, like, I think it's there's also different ways to do it, which is really nice.
Just explain, first of all, kind of what they are.
Okay, so it's kind of series of pictures together, and it can be like a mix and match. So some people have like a mix of photographs, paintings, even sculptural pieces and mirrors. Or you can have different size frames and different shapes. Or you could do something more uniform. And that's a lovely look as well. So it completely depends. But I think, you know, it's really, what people find really hard is getting the spacing right.
Okay.
That's really, everyone kind of looks at it and goes, oh, that's, like I did one recently in my home.
Right.
And I put up an Instagram and everyone was asking, like, because it, you have to get it kind of perfect.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part. And I think people just want to do them, but find it kind of hard to do.
As in, sorry, as in you'd have all of the photographs, you know, like laid out, designed out, or are they on top of each other, or how
no,
are they?
No, so they have, like, just say, I have like four rows of three black and white photographs.
Oh, lovely.
All framed in the same kind of bronze frame. And it's just getting the spacing right between each photograph is the tricky part.
You don't want to hide the wall.
Yeah.
But you need to get it. It has to be perfect because you can't have them different widths. You need them exact.
So you're measuring.
So we always
with
say to clients as well, you literally need, it's painful.
Yeah.
But it's so worth it. But you need to like do a paper template out and actually put it on the walls and actually measure between.
Okay.
You know, there's different spacings you need between them. And
what do you recommend space wise then?
We normally do like, you can look maybe 3 to 6 inches between each frame is nice.
Okay.
But it will depend on the width of your wall and what you're putting on it. But if you get it exact, it's going to look amazing.
Okay.
Now, saying that, when you're doing different shapes and kind of different things on it, it's meant to look kind of, you know, really creative and kind of not thought through too much, but it's always thought through, you know.
So, it's great we have our idea. We're going to do our gallery wall. What do you recommend for hanging all of this with?
For hanging all this, when it comes to family, right, on picture walls, you want to have certain members of the family up at certain times of the year, and to be able to take them down and just put up your standard photographs.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like there's a great product there called Command Strips, right? They don't leave a marking on the wall, but you can actually just snap the frame off and put up a different one. So if you do have
How often are you replacing the shrine?
Well, I'm just making sure certain people are represented on the wall when.
Well, if you kind of fall in and out of favour with dad, you get removed off the wall.
Make sure the brother-in-laws are up there, you know, keep them sweet, you know.
So if you people over for dinner, you do a spot. This is deadly. Go on.
So you can just click them off and put them under the stairs and put the right ones
that
up.
That has never entered my head before.
No,
I have the same photograph up probably forever.
But the effort of actually putting them up, and they're up and they're all perfect. You leave them there for a while.
Yeah. So like, and the bit.
It's a whole other discussion for another day, Alan.
For the bigger frames and the mirrors and stuff like that, you want to, like, if you're dealing with a brickwork wall, it's easier. You need to drill in like an M6, put in your red roll plug, and that'll hold a decent amount of weight. But if it's a dry wall, you need to look at like there's a Expandis or Grippets are very good. They're a bigger hole, but they'll hold up anywhere up to 112 kgs. Which
and
is
what
massive
are Grippets?
So say, so it's it looks like a little puck, about 20 mil. You drill the hole 20 mil, you put it in, and as you tighten up the bolt or the screw that goes into it, these wings open up on the inside and they hug the plasterboard, which give a tremendous amount of weight loading that can be put on.
Yeah.
So for like a big mirror or something like that.
Yeah.
And it won't come off. They're brilliant for putting up TV brackets and stuff.
For some of the walls when I was hanging stuff, actually a friend of mine who was helping me, you know, hang up loads of the pictures and all of these kind of things, they actually recommended, is it the Tracker? I think it was on Dragon's Den years ago.
Oh, that's a Tacker.
Tacker, that's it, yeah. It's nearly like a little gun and
yes,
it shoots
and
the...
and it tacks straight in. It's great for
hairballs,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been using.
And very easy to use and you can actually remove them as well. And they only leave a little small dot in the wall.
Hole, yeah.
So like if you're in a rented property or anything like that, it's just a small bit of filler.
Yeah.
You wouldn't notice it.
Can you have too many pictures of yourself?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A nice mix of...
Do you know when you go into those houses, right? And like they have that kind of 1980 shrine to the children and it's everything from... Holy Communion, Confirmation, every graduation photograph. Like, sometimes
that's why
your
gallery wall is brilliant, because you just like, this is your wall, go put it on this wall, and then you need to mix in your art and your mirrors, balance it, not to have too many photographs, although I do love photographs, but frames and different size frames as opposed to everything on the walls.
It's different if it's kind of holidays and then joyful kind of things, but these kind of staged, kind of shrine looking photographs.
You know those people who get the professional photographs done when they're out in Spain and then lift them, the big...
Yeah, well, that's the thing actually. A3
well, pictures of themselves holding the child. Mother of God.
I think people wait to do gallery walls as well till they actually go to photographer and get these professional, amazing photographs done. And I was thinking that myself as we were like, I need to do my hall and I need to get the photographs done. And I just didn't have time recently to get the photographs done. So I literally got them off my phone, my holiday photos in black and white. And they look nice because they're really kind of natural
and
photos
more natural.
As well.
Yeah.
But there's places like Appleton's in Stroigan I find amazing as well for actually developed the photographs.
Okay. So
they made my photographs of my phone really high quality.
Really?
And they looked amazing. But they also print them. They put them
it's
in
a
the
nice
frame
matte
for you.
Quality. Yeah.
They put the thing on the back, attach them to the back. Like they have it, you know, they can make it so easy for you to do.
Loads of listener questions coming in. So it's 087 1400 106 if you've any questions for Alan Grant or Sarah Louise today. Listener says, how much weight? Oh, did you answer this? The command strips take. Would it be
command
foolish
strip, no.
for hanging art?
The command strips will take up to 9 kg, right? It's very important you don't. Well, the bigger ones will take up to 9 kg, but it's very important they will not work on wallpaper. So it needs to be a clean wall and it cleans down so there's no dust or any residues on the wall, but up to 9 kg.
I can never get pictures straight on the walls. I tend to hang anything using a piece of string attached to the back of the frame going left to right and then hanging that on with a nail. Is that a bad way to do it? That's sort of how I do it now.
It's very hard. I mean, you want to first get the height right. So you're looking kind of, you know, at eye level. You want it at eye level and the centre of the painting or something at the eye level. So you want to kind of, from the floor, go up about maybe 150 centimetres. And then that's obviously a guide because that might be a higher ceiling or just down to personal preference. But once you get the height right, then, you know, pencil it on the wall. But you also are going to, you need a level to kind of check that you're actually going to have it straight before you put it up. But I also find, you know, when you see pictures, the hanging is so important because if you have it off a little bit, leaning to one side a little bit, it doesn't look right. So I think like the bigger paintings and everything, they need support on both sides.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. And if you are going to go with the one point and the picture cord on the back, you could actually get the really small command strips and just stick it in the middle of the bottom of the painting so it will stop it sliding, especially in the hallway or where the wind, if you've kind of north facing and the wind coming in through your hallway. So they don't keep going off
centre. I use them on my gallery wall as well, actually, because it was driving me mad. Because you know the way they can move a slight bit? When you've got a gallery wall of so many pictures and one of them, they start leaning different ways, it's a disaster. So it's, if you add the command strip on as well. No, it does, though. It's just,
you have to have that laser balance thing you told us to get before. Another listener here has got in touch. How the hell do I go about hanging curtains? And where do I even begin? I live alone. I'm trying to do it by myself and I'm absolutely clueless.
It's very hard with curtains. I'm always saying, like, go to professional for curtains because they know what they're doing. And, like, there's different options. There's cheaper options for, just say, tracks even. Like, there's ceiling-mounted tracks, which are lovely and really simple. White, they go in, you know, they fade in with the ceiling. And when you hang curtains and they're not right, it just ruins the room. Do you know what I mean? I have a big thing about them. You want them as high up as you can to give it the feeling of... beautiful, like high ceilings, you know, that kind of look.
Yeah, you're making me think now. I don't think that mine are high.
I would say very important is no matter how much you spend on your curtains or your curtain rails, throw out the fixings. Buy good quality fixings. Most of the fixings, it doesn't matter what you spend on the actual rail itself, it really cut costs on the fixings that they give.
Why? What fixings would you recommend? Like, if you want to do it on a budget?
First of all, it depends on, like, they're not terribly expensive anyway from the more expensive kind of line. So a pack of like the Grippets that I referred to earlier on, they'd be kind of like £6 or £8 a pack. If you want to go for like the standard roll plugs, if you're going into a concrete wall, you're like £4.99.
Hang on, I think with the curtain poles I bought, and they weren't expensive, I think I got them in Woody's, and I'm probably telling you that now in your expert hardware. But they came with brackets, and I think the screws came with them.
Oh, they would, yeah. But the screw itself, the metal part is perfect. It's actually the roll plug. They're just not great, and it's no, it's not to be bad on any other retailer selling these. Like, it's just the manufacturers that manufacture them. It's just
so you could just get a different plug maybe if you wanted for it. Okay.
If you're unsure, take a photograph of the ones that came with it and go into your store.
Listeners got in touch to say, I've seen people using some sort of laser device to get things straight in a wall. Should I invest or are they confusing?
I would invest, you can buy ones like a Stanley or a Black & Decker one for about $39.99 and go right up to DeWalt for €200. Mm. But yeah, definitely, if you're going to be hanging up a lot, or if you're going to be doing any kind of features along the wall, like we mentioned panelling in past shows, definitely for anything like that.
Listener has sent us in today, actually. I think you had a chance to have a look at it, a video here, actually, in WhatsApp. The number is 087 1400 106. And she has a new suite delivered to her sitting room. She's looking for some advice around, you know, regarding the paint or the paper, maybe a feature wall as well. She wants to try and do it on a budget. But she's put in a sort of an L-shaped, quite a big, large, deep L-shaped. I think it's, is it a six-person couch with a footstool? What would you recommend?
Right away, looking at it, I was like, cushions. We need big, big cushions on the
really?
Sofa. Yeah. She's got no cushions and a rug, a really large rug. And again, I'm always talking about rugs, but being careful about the size of the rug for such a large sofa that she has, to make sure it's going at least halfway under the legs of the sofa, covering
Why
the room.
Why is that?
You don't want that mat effect. It's nothing worse. Like, you're not getting a mat, a doormat. You're getting a rug. So it needs to be luxurious looking. And in interiors, kind of getting things bigger, going oversized can look amazing. It's even, we're talking about art, like going for that like oversized painting piece of art. Even though a smaller size might fit, an oversized one will look more dramatic and be more of a wow factor in the room, really elevate
okay.
the space.
Nice.
And I would say as well, she needs, she mentioned a feature wall here, which is like, I just, no.
I really?
Not do it, no. I she needs to commit, you know, do all wallpaper or do all paint. You know,
yeah, you can't do either or with
the. She wants to do something interesting. Like, she could do paneling. She could do like this polished plaster you can do on walls. There's some amazing options now for what you can do for with rooms to this. There's a million options. But
yeah,
definitely I wouldn't do the feature wall. I think they're getting very dated.
OK, the feature wall being
in one wall.
Just, you know, painted a different colour.
Yeah, definitely not. No.
Listeners wondering, Alan, what type of wood do you recommend for strip panelling in a playroom? The standard height, about 15 feet wide, intending to strip panel the full wall and possibly paint the strips.
So MDF would be the cheapest way, and just make sure all your cuts are precise and kind of take a sketch of exactly what way you wanted the finished look. But definitely MDF.
MDF.
Yeah.
Okay. And on the when they're looking for info on they're going to paint the panels as well of the strip paneling in the playroom. Any
recommendations? Yeah, I think it's always with any of the paneling, and people are doing amazing paneling, even doing themselves, which is amazing. And it just looks so well and can be done quite cheaply. But it's getting the painting right, because you know you're not just painting walls. So there's more detail in actually painting that paneling.
There's a very good product called Two Fussy Blokes. It's a 4-inch roller.
Great
and
name.
It's a very good name. And it gives it actually like a spray-like finish. It's really easy to work. And it's kind of, so when you've all the 3D kind of the depths of the panelling, the Two Fussy Blokes will actually get into all the corners and give you that spray-like finish. Like,
yeah.
Really, really nice finish.
When you're doing the roller painting, right, it's my own query when you're talking about this, a friend told me you should start at the roof, is that right? And work down onto the wall, like do the kind of little dip down onto your...
When you're painting the walls, is it?
If you're doing the wall, because you know when you're doing the roller, like it'll hit off the ceiling, so...
Yeah, so do all your edging first and then work with your roller and always work in a W and then back over. So you get that nice consistency of the paint.
Yeah, the thing about this show when we do this is that like the amount of things I realise that I've been doing wrong.
Well, painting yourself is difficult now. Like I'm
so
tired and given up on that.
That's God.
Some people are amazing at it. Not for me. I'm just...
Headphones in, podcast on. No,
I've done a few rooms, Alan, and it's just not for me. Is panelling going out of fashion?
No, I think it's one of those things that's been around for centuries. It's going to stay. I think it's a really safe option. And what's great is it's really adaptable now to more modern homes. So you can go kind of much more simple panelling, or you can go much more decorative depending on the style of the house. But I think it's one of those things like herringbone floors, chevron floors, all those kind of things that you're safe in them because they've been around for so long.
087 1400 106 is the number. What gets buttery, greasy finger marks off painted walls? Damn children, says this listener.
Sugar soap. So you can buy it in two forms. You can buy it in, a concentrated liquid, or you can buy it in a granule form. But that kind of breaks down the grease. We suggest to all of our customers when they're in...
Sugar soap.
Yeah.
You make it at home.
Yeah. Well, no, it's actually a liquid or a chemical, if you like.
Right.
It's not a real harsh chemical or anything.
Nobody took advice from me there if you heard that.
And so it just breaks down that grease. If you're painting a kitchen or anything like that hasn't been painted in years, it's definitely cleaning all the walls first. And especially if you're painting your kitchen presses or anything.
That's the way to go.
Wow, I'm going in to buy that now.
Yeah, and you can get that in any hardware, can
any
you?
Any hardware, yeah.
I bought a gorgeous poster for my husband, but it's an unusual size and I'm trying to get it framed. It's cost me an absolute fortune. Any thoughts on where I can get it done cheaply, says this listener. Framing is expensive.
It is difficult and it is going to make it, you know, so to get that kind of, you're just going to have to get a custom size. I mean, it's very difficult otherwise, but it is, framing is expensive. But when you get a beautiful frame, It's going to make
I think there's a place still out in Coolock called Frame Factory.
And they might have something.
Good, yeah.
I find sometimes actually IKEA have sort of the more not the standard typical size pictures and paintings. Mm. I actually get all my frames usually there, but they're very reasonable.
Nice depth kind of in the frames as well. So it's kind of
That kind of box style. I've had one or two that I had to get, you know, made with, I can't think of the name of the framers. I got them done in Dublin, but it is expensive. You're talking about 90 or 100
quid. Well, those IKEA ones are amazing actually. And they're what you'll see a lot on kind of Instagram, Pinterest, are those box frames, and they're from IKEA. And they're the black ones, you know, the ones with the black and white pictures, and they look incredible.
Look really well.
But the lighting, you know, when I'm just thinking of those frames, those box frames, it's so important to consider lighting as well for a feature wall above it. You know, if you can add in some track lighting, or you can add in picture lights above, it just finishes that wall.
Add something to it. Another listener is wondering about the best method of hanging photos on a concrete wall that also has wallpaper. I read that wrong.
So you can use concrete wall. Well, if it's of any great size, you would have to drill and put in a raw plug and a screw and hang it that way. Mm. Unfortunately, you can't stick onto wallpaper because your strength is the paper itself, and it's the veneer of the paper which is going to give away, especially when it comes to the command strips. You'd have to drill and plug.
Just finally, I have a floor-to-ceiling windows in the entire front of my house. Wow, they're gorgeous, but you can really see in. I currently have net curtains on them, but I know that's very outdated and uncool. I've heard about various different types. Is it VOILES?
Voil.
Voil. Yeah. Should I get them? Do you still have curtains? Have to put curtains on top of them? Quite confused. I think I want curtains. But otherwise, when lights are on in the evenings, you can see perfectly.
Voil are such a beautiful option. They're just like a really sheer curtain. We'd use them a lot in kitchens with the big slider doors, and they just give a little bit, that bit of coverage you need, even in the winter when you want to be cosy, like we live in Ireland, you know?
Yeah.
That lovely coverage. And they stop the light coming in as well. So they're just a lovely option. And you don't need curtains as well. Like in different rooms, you can layer the voil and a curtain, but you don't need to. So you can just go with the voil.
And if you're outside, you won't see in through them if they're pulled over.
If they're pulled over, no.
Yeah, no, no. Even with the lights on.
You do see a little bit. You do see through them a little bit. They're not complete coverage. But that's kind of what's nice about them. And especially if she has that much space of windows, you want to let the light in. You kind of want to keep that lovely feature.
Yeah, but if you don't want people looking through your windows, just buy curtains.
By curtains, or she could possibly do roller blinds and voil as well.
Yeah, I have the roller blinds and curtains.
I've seen this in some apartments actually on along the canal there where the blinds come up from the bottom. So you're getting that kind of maximum amount of light.
It
could be an option.
As well.
Yeah,
listen, loads of questions coming in from listeners, I should say, today. We could stay here for another half an hour. Alan Grant, hardware expert, thanks a million for joining us. And also to Sarah Louise from Sarah Louise Interiors. You can get Sarah Louise as well on Instagram. My thanks to you both for being with us today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.